Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's going to be a beach day today.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
You can actually sit and sunbathe.
Get your tan on.
And do that at a beach officially today. So that's good news. You could do your Zoom meeting at the beach today if you wanted to have your Zoom. Although I guess your coworkers would. Well, no. Can't you create a background so they don't know you're at the beach? Is that how that works?
Yeah. I think you can in the Zoom world.
Right, so you can get away with that.
Yeah.
You enjoy the dress shirt at the beach? With a fake background?
And then what other restrictions? I guess the barbershops, the hair salons, are they officially opening today, Danielle? Although they can't do everything, right, at those places?
Yeah, there's a limit as for what they can do. I'll try to find a list. But, okay. it's they can't do every single service that they would normally offer.
You go in the water at the beach?
Only ankle deep? Is that still in effect?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't with that. Like, no swimming. You can go to the beach now, but no swimming. Like,
the ankle deep.
Yeah.
Well, even worse, the bathrooms are not open yet. So how do you handle that?
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, so the bathrooms ain't open at the beach.
Dig a hole.
At Castle Island, there are bathrooms that are closed, and in front of the bathrooms are three porta-johns.
Yeah.
Like, so what the hell is the difference?
Well, when
when it comes to water, Phase 5 is actually called Balls Deep.
Balls Deep.
Just so you know.
I love it.
That means you can only go up to your
Curtis,
balls?
Curtis, you want to dump out of that, don't you?
Just make sure the water's not too cold when you go Balls Deep.
Okay.
It's called Cautious.
You got Safety, you got Cautious, and then you got Vigilant, and then you got Balls Deep.
Okay. Over under of B Deep from Wiggy over the course of the show now. I was set at 15.
I just want to know when balls. We get to that phase. I want to see what else is in the phase of Ball Deep.
Oh, it's already at 4.
Will pools be open?
Four? Four of them? Oh, phase 4.
Well, I mean,
no, phase 5, Danielle. Balls Deep.
The dog, there's a bathtub.
Ken's lead was about the summer activities, 14 of them.
Yep.
And the risk associated with each of them thereof.
Yeah, a bunch of epidemiologists. Maybe our guy Maciek Boni can confirm this at 8. Low to medium risk, medium to high risk. They rank them.
And what are the high risk activities?
Religious services and nightclubs.
Okay.
Out. Flat out.
You'll never go to
one.
I mean, did you go to a lot of nightclubs before this anyway? Yes, you did. Okay. And then what about medium risk?
Eating indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings.
Which you're not going to do, right, till the end of the year?
I'm not even doing takeout.
Okay.
Yes, still? Maybe.
Really?
I'm worried about the transmission. I mean, this CDC thing with the spreading on surfaces still has me spooked. But anyway, we'll see.
Okay.
God. We'll let this play out.
Grocery shopping.
But you understand, you worried about the transmission on the food?
Yeah. Like you get a coffee cup and somebody's touched it. What if they have it?
Well, it doesn't live on surfaces.
Yes, it does.
I thought you were.
We just did the thing last week that it didn't. They flip-flopped.
They didn't say it didn't. It said
they
it's not.
They
well, said I'm going to ask Maciek about
they
this.
They said that it is extremely difficult to get the coronavirus from
impossible.
Well, I mean, nothing's impossible. Now you're living in Dale's fantasy land where we can only open back up when nobody's dying, nobody's testing. I love how now, right, everybody wants to instantly go to the cases of corona, new cases. Yeah. Aren't we testing more people?
Yes.
I mean, right? Yes. So if you test more people, therefore, shouldn't cases be more cases people going up?
You're only testing people that have symptoms. I mean, people aren't randomly getting tested.
Right, but
you're
only
getting
more,
a test if you need a test.
We're testing more people. Regardless,
more people have it.
But regardless if they have symptoms, right? We're testing more people, so then that means there's going to be more positive results.
But aren't you any like when Danielle did her update a moment or two ago and said that the average age when it comes to those who died remains 82 in Massachusetts? Aren't you a little bit comforted by that? When it comes
to comfort,
risk.
That I won't die, but I mean, myself, people in my household may, you know, like for a long hospital stay, that doesn't sound good. Do you want 2 weeks in the hospital where they needed oxygen to make it through? I mean,
nobody wants that.
But
Ken.
Don't you know that what's the average age of the hospitalizations? Isn't it like 55 or 65? I think if you look at the
Greg's 53. Jesus, you're looking right at him.
Well, I mean,
doesn't look a day over 51, Ken, huh?
But that he would be somebody that would fall in that category. If he got it, there's a chance he would have to go to the hospital. But you're not 53. So the chance.
Curtis has an immune system problem. Curtis, I don't want to see him in the hospital.
Curtis
again.
Is somebody. So he has to. We need to get to the world. We have to get to the world and real and get in this position that you have to take care of yourself. Ken shouldn't be telling me what I need and what I don't need to do. If Ken wants to stay in, then you stay in. If I want to go to a restaurant and I choose not to wear a mask, then that's what I want to do.
Is Ken the male Karen?
Yes.
Ken is definitely
just
the
without
male
the haircut.
Karen. Yes.
He's got the male version of the I'd like to speak to the manager haircut.
He's a large African-American man. Please send the police now. He threatened my life and my dog.
He keeps yelling.
I have him locked in a studio adjacent to mine. The average age of COVID-19 cases in the state is 52. Mm-hmm. The average age of cases reported as hospitalized is 68. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the average age of deaths is 82.
Yeah. And those who are texting in with kind words about my mom, she's hanging in there.
There you go.
She had the tested positive a week ago Sunday. So once you got the test results back, also pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Got the antibiotics for the pneumonia. When I talked to her yesterday, because I can't go visit her. I can only talk to her on the phone.
Which makes no sense.
Well, she has it, so it doesn't. But I
guess if you went in there and wore a mask, wouldn't you be protecting yourself and protecting others? So why wouldn't you be able to go? You're not saying, hey, I want to go in and visit with 10 people. One person can't go and visit, wear a mask, wear gloves.
With a cloth mask? He doesn't have a good mask.
No, I mean, they could give him
You get it from Max Lane.
See, now you're mask shaming me on what my mask looks like.
Well, you can get a surgical mask.
I have a nice cloth one that my daughter had made for me.
Heard scientists say cloth masks, ineffective.
But it's surgical mask, right? You could now buy this like surgical mask pretty much everywhere and anywhere. So you could get one of those if you wanted to go.
I'm frugal. I'm not going to spend money on anything like that.
Here's my question. Where did Julia find the custom lobster mac and cheese printed fabric? Was that Spoon Flower?
It was on Etsy.
Oh.
All right. So, Wiggy, you wanted to address Joe Biden's comments.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Sleepy Joe, man.
So Biden was doing a radio interview. And talking about the difference between he and the current president when it comes to black voters.
Yes.
And here is what he said.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man.
All right.
Man.
So...
See, here's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Instantly, you know, in this whole politically charged world that we live in right now, the whole thing is that, you know, because it's all about the black voters, right? It's like, you know, here's Biden. If you're not voting for him, or if you are still in a position where you have to decide between him or Trump, like now you're basically questioning, you know, my blackness. Because if I decide, you know, or there are people out there, I don't want to shock people, but there are black voters out there that vote for Trump.
Blacks for Trump. Now, I love that guy.
You're not one of them.
No.
So we should make that clear. Yes. You're a Democrat.
No, I'm not a Democrat.
Well, you're independent?
I am.
Okay.
I vote.
Cory Booker was your guy.
C. Book was my boy.
Right. You couldn't tell us why, but he was his guy.
But it was his guy. Reparations.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
But
Jermaine's a Wiggitarian.
Yes. I'm a voter.
Wiggy wants those reparations.
No, I am a voter. that I look for is somebody that's going to help me, which means, you know, my family, the community I live in, you know, personally, help me with my taxes, that type of thing. But to question what Joe Biden did is basically question everybody who might not kind of see what he's talking about or might not align with him politically, right? Mm-hmm. Or basically that, you know, black people, they should always be voting Democrat because look at what we've done for you, right? And when you look at Biden's track record, and Charlamagne brought this up right after it got cut off, but, you know, I think Joe Biden was one of the guys at the forefront, like the 1994, like, crime bill, right, where they were like, you get caught with anything, throw his ass in jail for 30 years. And for him to go out and say that now you what you're doing is you're making black people and black voters, you're making them look small. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's something that when you look
and
at...
you ain't black.
Right. To question that, I think that's the worst thing that you can do as a white person is to question somebody's blackness because they might be, you know, they might find things that don't align with what you think black people are thinking, right? Because there are a lot of people who don't agree with some of the stuff that Trump says, but some of the stuff that he does, maybe they like. You
Kanye
know.
West gets it.
But in all seriousness, there are a lot of black voters out there that like some of the stuff that Trump's saying because they feel like it'll benefit them.
And
right?
So do you think a considerable amount of potential black voters were offended by those comments?
Yes, because you're not looking at, you know, you're not looking at what black people want and need. You're just looking at them as votes. And I think that when he makes this statement, he then loses a lot of credibility in the black community. He loses a lot of black voters because at the end of the day, anytime, even when black people do it to each other, when you start to question their blackness, that's when you run into a lot of problems.
I mean, this is unbelievable, though. Biden barely comes out of his basement more than once a week, and every time he's in front of the camera, he says something that is a disaster. I mean, 2 days ago, he said he's running against Joe Biden.
Right. Well, he's starting with himself.
I mean, I guess he is. If you listen to him.
If he can beat himself, he's going to move on to Trump. All right. I wanted to mention quickly that tomorrow Netflix drops their Jeffrey Epstein documentary, which is called Filthy Rich. And apparently there is a worker from Pedophile Island that discusses witnessing Bill Clinton there on the island with Epstein and no one else. Now, Bill Clinton has always denied that he ever attended the island. Of course, he appeared in when it came to the PJ, the flights, he was on the, what are they called?
The private jet.
Lolita Express.
Manifest, right. Mm-hmm. So, he's always denied that he was on the actual island, Pedophile Island. And apparently during this documentary, which begins, I think it's four episodes, which is, I needed something new on television.
Did you watch Hightown?
Hightown is,
yeah,
isn't
a good one.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, it's a good one. This weekend was good.
This the second one?
The second one.
I didn't see that, and I didn't watch Billions.
Oh, jeez.
Well, no, I wanted to watch the 30 for 30 part one on Lance Armstrong.
You watched that?
Yes.
That was excellent.
It was great.
I actually think that, what the heck is the downside of Lance? He raised $500 million. Mm. For cancer research.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was doing something that everybody in the tour was doing.
I didn't realize that pretty much everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody in the Tour de France was doping stuff.
So why is he, like, you know, the most hated guy, it seems like?
Because he's a douche.
I mean, he was kind of a douche. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how about the fact that he went back and he believed that theoretically the blood doping treatment that he got caused his cancer in the first place?
Right, because it grew everything.
And then he went back and got it again.
It's unbelievable.
After that.
And I didn't know that the cancer was all metastasized in his brain, was all through his body. I had no idea.
It was excellent. So, but I will catch up on Billions and on Hightown. You got to watch Hightown on Stars. It takes place on the Cape. The accents are reasonably good. Yep. They're not horrible.
No. And the lead actress is really good in the role she plays.
She's excellent. Yeah. She's excellent. All right, we got to find out what is trending, and then we're going to get the quarantine 311.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, huge ratings for the Brady and Manning golf match. 5.8 million across the Turner Sports channels. Most watched combined golf telecast on cable TV. Peaked at 6.3 million in the 5:45 to 6 p.m. quarter hour. They raised 20 million. Pretty good trash talk from Brady, too. This was he and Chuck going at it and holding out on 7.
Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Man, ready to dominate.
Oh, go in!
Yeah!
Goodness!
Oh, you made it!
Wow!
Chuck, take a second out, Chuck. Shut your mouth, Chuck. Man. Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out here.
A lot of dumping out during the broadcast. Yeah. I'd like the unedited version of that.
They should have did that like The Last Dance. Like, here's a completely, unedited, F-bombs getting dropped.
Yeah. But it was good. It was good television.
Well, Wiggy was ripping Fitzy earlier for saying this Patriots team this year is better than the one that ended last year. Fitzy on the Saturday show was ranking all these people ahead of Brady as an icon. Ortiz, bigger icon than Brady. Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders,
right.
Just continuing to knock Brady down.
David
the list
Ortiz, a bigger icon than Tom Brady?
Oh, wow. Man. The
He's Fitzy a designated
spin.
Hitter, my God.
Oh, yeah, he thinks Brady stinks now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's
had tennis elbow last
year.
Yeah,
he said Brady, the last, from week 9 to 17, he wasn't very good. They are a better team without Brady, he said.
You think they're a worse team?
Or do you think? Of course they are.
Okay,
but you lose your best player. Explain to me in any sport how you lose your best player and you're a better team.
And look at their defense.
Got their center back.
No Van Noy, no Jamie Collins.
Right.
But from an offense perspective, isn't there a chance that with a year under their belt,
right,
some of those guys are better? Like Harry. Is there not
maybe,
a chance?
Maybe, yeah, year under his belt.
But how are they going to be better when Stidham isn't even able to throw them
right.
passes?
Oh my
Stidham
God. Doesn't.
Are you going to give him a chance?
But Stidham,
does he even get to start?
Go Stiddy.
He does, but he doesn't have a year under his belt, Stidham. So maybe N'Keal Harry might be a little bit better, but now Stidham's got to go through all of those problems of being a rookie and never playing before. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I've never in any sport how anybody could say that you are a better team when you lose your best player.
All right, so you're sticking with 6-10.
Yes.
Okay.
6. I thought it was 4-12. You up to 6? No, it was
6-10.
He was six and ten.
Fair enough.
And he said no sports played till the end of this year.
So, until this morning, he pivoted on that.
Yes, well, it's college football. They play anywhere.
Yesterday, the Red Sox honored Memorial Day with a large flag over the left field wall, played taps by a lone bugler. Baseball presenting a financial proposal today to the players. Ken Rosenthal says they will not be full revenue sharing. They'll bend some, so we'll see if they can get their deal done by the end of the week. Japanese League Baseball starting June 19th. NHL and NBA looking promising, I would say, at the moment.
I don't know about those two, because the NBA's already said if they do return, it won't be till late July. I'm wondering how far can they go before it affects next season?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you know that the NHL could in the NBA, let's call it August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
They have to start by August 1st. Even that's pushing into next season. But they haven't really said anything.
Yeah.
No one's said anything besides college football and the NFL are the only two sports that have basically said, we're doing everything in our power and we're going to be playing.
Yeah. Well, the problem is when it comes to the NBA, you're starting with the playoffs, and that's the only time that they ever put any effort in anyway. So you're starting the season off that way and then going right into the next season.
Right. And so August, does that now affect their next season the same way with the NHL? Do they end up starting later?
Yeah. They just got to get them going.
But if we have a spike in the fall of coronavirus, it might be perfect, right? Okay. Push it off until the winter. We'll talk to Boney about that at 8.
Oh, yeah, we will. Yeah, okay.
I
feel like you're hoping for a spike. Why is that?
I am not hoping for a spike. Right. Good God.
Yeah. Goalpost move to spike. That's the next thing. That's the next thing is
right.
The goalpost.
Flatten the spike.
Yeah.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Girls in the summer clothes, in the cool of the evening light.
beautiful ankle deep beach day today, so you can sunbathe, you can sit on the beach. There are 4 parking spaces open, so get over there, and as long as you don't bring anybody that's not quarantining
12
with
feet
you
away
or,
from each other
your,
on the beach.
In your family. I don't know if you can throw a football around.
No, no footballs.
Throw a frisbee around
or
anything like
that. You can throw
like
imaginary footballs and frisbees around if you want to do that.
But you can now officially go to a beach here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts without having to walk the whole time. So you can sit in a chair and enjoy yourself. And, of course, the first beautiful beach day of the summer is the first day that everybody actually has to be back at work. I mean,
welcome to life,
buddy.
Welcome to life.
That's the way it goes, yep. Right?
I was going to say, this is the thing which I'd love for them to explain. Maybe you can ask Dr. Boney this, right? They can go to the beach as a group, right? A family could go there as a group.
Yeah.
But a family then couldn't throw a frisbee.
Right.
So activities.
Who can throw a frisbee accurately?
All right, let's say baseball.
What if it strays into another group? And the
good point.
I mean, what if Ken and his daughter dare to go to a beach, and all of a sudden a frisbee hits Ken off the head?
Okay,
and terrifying. He ends up with
they're chasing after the frisbee, and they come into my circle.
Right.
Yeah,
you end up with a COVID. I mean, we can't have that happening on a beach to somebody like Ken Neurotic.
It's because the frisbee might go into their area, and then now they're going to have to touch it, or Ken brings his COVID into that area.
You're going to get a COVID?
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to touch their area.
That's the rule.
But they'll pass people in the grocery store.
Correct.
All right. Well, speaking of that, we got to get to this.
When you see neighbors not practicing social distancing or gathering in groups of 10 or more, it's time to call. Quarantine 311.
Time now for the holiday weekend edition of Quarantine 311, in which we examine some of the calls that Boston residents made about those over the weekend who weren't following the protocol, Curtis.
That is correct.
Okay.
We're going to begin on Beverly Street.
Okay.
About 10 people forced their way into the tennis courts that were chained shut. I just called 911. This is very inconsiderate to the rest of us who are following the rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the real issue, isn't it?
Yes.
So a big issue when it comes to the tennis courts and the
soccer fields. I thought that's like social distancing tennis.
Well, not
still
if you
got to touch the ball, Wiggs. That's why you can't have frisbee on the beach.
The ball is a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Each player needs their own can. So I read the rules on this. So I get ones with ones on them. My partner gets ones with fours on them. He only touches the fours. I only touch the ones. You kick the others back and forth.
About getting COVID on your shoe when you're kicking the other person's ball?
Okay, use your racket maybe.
Okay. All right.
We're going to head to Jamaica Plain. Make more one-way signs at Jamaica Pond Park, please. Maybe some mounted rangers reminding people it's important. This can't be that hard for people to understand.
No, it is.
Yeah. The wrong-way walkers are a real problem for a lot of people. Real issue.
This is tyranny.
We're going to Causeway Street. A group of homeless people that has become an encampment. They have a mattress along with a table and some other things. No masks, gloves, or social distancing whatsoever. It's become a constant issue with harassment towards me and my dog.
So now you want the bums to social distance?
Yeah. It's occupied COVID.
They're living on the street. Cut them a break, man.
I know. Really? Where are they supposed to get a mask from?
Right. They barely finding mattresses. Now you want them to have masks? Oh, come on.
How do you do socially distant panhandling?
I don't know.
You have to throw the money at them.
You throw the coins? Okay.
You have to throw the coins at them. And
this was a big one this weekend. This happened to be in Dorchester. Use of a gas grill in less than 10 feet of a dwelling. More than 10 people at the condo. Don't make me call 911. This is a fire rule violation.
There's the threat. Don't make me call 911.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Roxbury, quick one here. Somebody is walking around the intersection giving vehicles inappropriate hand gestures.
Yes.
We're going to head to West Roxbury. A large group of young men playing organized flag football at West Roxbury High School, 10:30 a.m. Saturday. No masks, no social distancing. Can you say spike, contagion, and selfish?
Flatten the spike now.
Football.
These people calling 311 are insufferable.
We're heading to the Shake Shack in Seaport. Restaurant not following social distancing rules. Mm. Chef was not wearing the mask properly. He wore it on his effing chin. What the hell does that accomplish?
Isn't it? It's going to be crazy when we do start to open back up a little bit.
Yeah, which is now. Retail stores are kind of open, curbside pickup or whatever.
The mass shaming or the mask, I'm going to say more of the mass violence is going to grow because you can already see like that's people's number one pet peeve. He don't have his mask on, don't have it on properly. It's below his chin, his nostrils are out. Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard it during my lead this morning. These people in the grocery store in Staten Island, New York, are vicious. They chased a woman. It's like they had torches and pitchforks, and they chased the woman out of the store. They're screaming at her, berating her.
Get out! Get out!
Dirty-ass pig?
Amazing.
Because she forgot a mask?
Right. And they're probably all wearing masks. If you're all wearing masks, what are you concerned about? Somebody who's not wearing a mask.
Oh, my God. We're going to head to Northern Avenue. This came with a picture as well. Crowds of people without masks, big groups, having a picnic, drinking outside, smoking, petting dogs.
Wow.
I do notice there's been a lot more open container violations happening during this pandemic. That's one thing that when the pandemic is gone, so go the red Solo cups and the water bottles that are all over the Esplanade. I think that may be one negative part of the end of the pandemic.
South Boston was the king of the Karens this weekend. This one was sent Sunday. If every unmasked person were to stand 6 feet from each other, the line for a latte would go all the way from L Street Bathhouse to the back of this street.
Oh, God. Oh, these people are
wake
ridiculous.
Up and do something. Roxbury, a man at McDonald's is banging on people's car windows at the drive-thru, telling them he's going to kill them and F them up while he has his hands down his pants. He needs help. He's running out of hands.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, man, the corona has made people absolutely nuts. Nut jobs.
But what it is it justifies the mind everybody else's business people. Mm-hmm. Like the people who normally try to do that.
Right.
And people don't pay any attention.
No.
Right.
Now they're justified.
Yeah, they use the corona.
Yes.
He's banging on doors. Right. He's
COVID. They can get their face into everybody else's business. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with it.
Yes. Charlestown. There is an insanely loud party going on at 104 High Street. They are cranking the volume up and then turning it down right before cranking it up again. The noise level is incredibly inconsiderate of surrounding neighbors. They act like the pandemic rules do not apply to them.
There has to be an editorial statement at the end.
It is unbelievable. Yeah. It's not enough just to type it all into 311. You have to get your own opinion at the end. We're going to go to Boston. Loud concert music on Salem and High Street. It is inappropriate for Memorial Day virus's confinement. Police and mayor's office should investigate and have been notified.
Was it like live concert music that was being
pumped into speakers?
Was there like a live performer?
Like a 1994 Pearl Jam performance that someone was blasting out their window? I need some clarification. We need a comma somewhere.
Hey, the people you know who you blame your lead politicians because they wanted to hit the panic button like this. If they would have just said, hey, you know, you can have barbecues, you can have, you know, your little parties or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, be aware about what you're doing. We'd be fine. We wouldn't have, you know, Karen hitting 311 every 2 seconds.
We'll conclude with these two final ones from South Boston. One, young kids around 15 years old playing baseball. No adult supervision, no masks. throwing the same single baseball around with no gloves on their throwing hand. Please stop the idiocy.
You have to be a horrible person to narc out a bunch of kids trying to throw a baseball around.
Outside.
Yeah.
And we'll wrap up again in South Boston. These contractors are working on the weekend again. They also aren't wearing masks and do not appear to be following COVID safety guidelines. Can someone explain to me how this makes any sense when we're trying to stop the spread of a pandemic?
All right. Busy weekend.
Wow.
For 311.
Karens are out, man. Karens be out.
Yeah,
that is quarantine 311. Tomorrow on the show, Larry the lawyer will be here. So ask an attorney at 8:15 tomorrow. You get all your legal questions answered for free. Coming up, we will get to the news, and there's big news today from the Musk family. Mr. and Mrs. Musk have clarified how you pronounce their child's name. So we will get to that and other things coming up next.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There's a new Northeast Men's Health office open now in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
So a lot of things opening effective this week in Massachusetts. Let's go over some of the restrictions. You can now go to the beach. I think the bathrooms are still not open and you can't park in front of most of them. A lot of beaches are resident only. You'll need to show some sort of residential proof or have a parking sticker that's dedicated for your town. If you want to go get your hair cut, barbers and hair salons, what we're going to see there is they're limited to hair services only. So you can do a haircut, a color, a blow dry, any kind of treatment. You cannot do, as Wiggy mentioned earlier, non-hair services such as eyebrows, beard trimming, lip waxing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yep.
I want to get the protest beard taken off immediately. Well, I can't do that?
You're going to have to go rogue, buddy.
Oh.
Slide him an extra 20. I don't know what the justification
is. Who comes up with this?
I have no idea.
What is the difference between doing the sideburns on a haircut and doing the beard?
The only thing I can think of is maybe you'll have to, it's because you have to take a mask off. That's the only thing I can think of with that.
Well, they could just do it around the mask. I'll leave the mask on. And
is it like a bowl haircut for your face?
Yeah. One of the restrictions my barber said was no shape-ups. So I don't know
that's
how.
That's so stupid, though.
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe is that because of the trimming with the buzzer?
What's the shape up?
You know, like,
help me out here.
It was a sneaker that bartenders wore in the early 2000s.
Like, you know, when you get lined up and you get your hair kind of like a nice fade with the shape up.
Uh-huh.
You know.
You can't use the same word in the definition.
Yeah. Greg is upset because he can't get two lines cut in his eyebrow.
Greg Hill, what a shape up is.
I'm glad he asked. I had no clue.
Very difficult here.
I mean, do
if
they
you
do
know,
that?
You know.
Can you go into the Supercuts in Stowe and ask for a shape up?
It's not on the menu.
Yeah, I don't think that's on the menu.
Only what's on the menu.
By the way, did you see the one hairstylist in Missouri? 91 infections per the one hairstylist.
Oh my
it is so
God,
frightening.
Ken,
but nobody has roots
neurotic.
Now.
What's neurotic about that? That is a frightening fact. One barber, 91 infections.
Oh, well, thankfully you're bald, so you don't have to worry about
it. What was it, Biogen Barbers?
Yeah, really. I don't get that one. I need to see proof on that. Scientific
check the
proof.
Headline.
Other restrictions you'll see at the salon or the barber shop, no non-essential amenities. So magazines, water and coffee, all that stuff's got to be gone. You have to wait in your car until your appointment. As far as golf courses go, good news for you, Greg. You can now use a golf cart.
Uh-huh.
They do need to be sanitized between uses, completely sanitized, but they you now can use the golf cart. So that's good news.
And you can ride with somebody if you have been quarantined with that person.
Correct.
How do you
that's
prove
correct.
That?
You don't. You okay. just go and you just, tell your CFO to act like he's your brother and you've been living together for the last 3 months.
I see.
And that's what you do.
They're going to ask you guys live together. All you got to do is say yes.
Correct. Okay,
Texter wants you to take me to your barber and then I can get a shape up.
All right.
I'll
take you all to Law Town.
All right. Okay. All right. Take me and I'll get
Greg's like,
up.
Can your barber come from Lawrence to Boston asking for me?
Imagine Greg walking around Lawrence.
No. It wouldn't happen. He'd like text Wiggy. Wiggy would be like, yo, hey, it's your appointment time. Greg would be like, can you come to the car and get me? Can you walk me in?
That'd be fine.
Couldn't blow dry. Several people say I thought you couldn't blow dry anything.
You can blow dry.
Oh, you can?
You can get a blowout.
Oh, you can. Right. Yeah. Isn't that like the leaf blower, though? I mean, we had a real issue because of the leaf blower that was going to blow the COVID all over the place.
Can't blow it around the neighborhood. You can blow it around your own salon.
Okay, so you can.
This is Edith, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers.
And can I correct our crazy Ken neurotic here for a second? Missouri hairstylists may have exposed 91 people to COVID. Did not give 91 people COVID.
Confirmed yet.
May have.
Adjust it to fit your own narrative as you see fit.
781 texter got their haircut yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was using trash bags as a covering for the customer. So you had to
trash bags.
You had to step into a trash bag
and then
get your haircut. Yeah.
I can't with this stuff. If you need to chill out today, by the way, you can also go back to the recreational pot shops. Those have been allowed to reopen with curbside service.
Well, they've always been open.
Yeah, you can't. Well, if you've got a guy, right?
Yeah, if you got a guy.
If you got your guy.
I got a guy if you need a guy.
He now, can't stay off the weed.
Let's talk about what happened in East Longmeadow. At Fenway Golf, they were issued a cease and desist order Friday because they had opened their driving range. Now, ranges are not permitted to reopen.
Oh, they dared to open the driving range.
Yeah, they did.
What's the purpose of not opening it? Like, why can't you? You can go to a golf course, but
there's no purpose to it.
It's so stupid.
It's ridiculous.
Is it just because you're not moving the whole time? I don't know.
Because at a driving range, you're socially distanced.
Yes,
right.
You are.
Yeah, you're apart from the person next to you.
Or close every other tee.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
What the frick with this stuff? What, do they get fined?
They get fined $300. Their president spoke with the Herald yesterday, Andrew Fisk. He said that the driving range and the mini golf course are their top revenue makers, and it was one of their biggest weekends of the year, being Memorial Day weekend. And they were just trying to do everything that they can, and they tried to reopen the driving range safely. And they said that that was completely possible for them. However, they still get the cease and desist, and they still get the fine. So can't
we're so far range. Behind, man. We are so far behind. It's ridiculous.
We're behind other states. We're Massachusetts.
Right.
That's what we are.
I got friends down in Georgia, man. They wide open down there.
Of course.
Going to clubs. Kids are going to proms. I mean, they're having barbecues, parties.
Phase one is what we're calling start.
All you got to do is go border jumping and go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's open.
New Hampshire's wide open,
too. It's open right up.
But you're telling me Sununu may close the border? Did you say that earlier?
No, he said because everybody started to flow over the border, he said that he's not encouraging all Massachusetts people to rush up there and do something.
Okay. So, Greg already has.
You got the best. You got the best Home Depots in New Hampshire, bro. I can't help it.
Wiggy loves going there. Elon Musk has come out with his partner, singer Grimes, and they've changed the baby's name again, I guess. It's still just as weird, though. Don't get too excited.
Right.
They swapped out the 12 in numerical form for the Roman numeral 12, XII, just to make it even more difficult to pronounce this kid's name.
So before it was pronounced X-A-12.
Mm-hmm. Ish.
Come here, X-A-12.
Okay.
That's a good thing, though. There's not going to be four or five kids that run over when a teacher says that.
No. Why do you have a black eye, X-A-12? I don't know. Some kids beat me up on the playground.
Because of my name, because of the name you gave me.
Can you see the kids?
Daddy Musk.
What a stupid name that is.
What, no. X-A-12?
Why'd your dad name you that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why he's in your life.
All right. That's good to know. What else, Danielle?
Did you see the Florida theme park that introed the new mascot?
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about that earlier, but we ran out of time. This is a social distancing mascot, correct?
It is. Yeah. Ken, we're actually going to need cut two here. So they introduced this at Gatorland. It's in Orlando, not too far from Disney World and Universal. It's like a zoo-type theme park. They reopened on Saturday.
It's like Joe Exotic's place.
Yeah, basically.
Right. But gators.
And so what they did was they introduced the social distancing skunk ape. It's a character that kind of goes around and low-key hassles guests that aren't adhering to social distancing guidelines in a fun way. We've got some sound from Mike McHugh, who is the president and CEO at Gatorland.
We're very serious about safety, and all that seriousness and all of our safety applications is going to be running a lot of it in the background. We have introduced the social distancing skunk egg by just chance. His wingspan is 6 feet from fingertip to fingertip. So he's going to be our little mascot. He'll be going around the park. Unlike the video, he won't be touching people, but he's going to be a fun way to help us maintain these social distancing guidelines and all of our safety guidelines here in the park.
I can't with this stuff.
Yeah, I want to get a hit of that skunk ape, man. Roll it up.
I mean,
is that a sativa?
Imagine that you got
a high level skunk ape.
Imagine you got the guy who failed 5 Corey checks enforcing social distancing at the theme park in Florida. Like, okay.
Well, Bill, you're the only guy we have. Oh my God.
Well, it only works 6 to 8 because I'm on house arrest.
Okay. Never mind that hairdresser in Missouri, Ken. There's a high school swim party in Arkansas. It was a little pool party that they hosted there that caused several cases to be reported in the after effects. They said everybody thought it was going to be harmless, not a big deal. Everybody's pretty young, not too worried about it. But now authorities in Arkansas are investigating a surge locally in COVID cases.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a lot of photos came out over the weekend from Lake of the Ozarks with people. Jam-packed into the boats, the marina areas, just people everywhere.
Well, how many times over the last 24 hours has Fauci changed his mind on boating? He probably said boating was okay, and then boating wasn't okay.
No, it's not okay.
If you're on your own boat and that you're in a group with other boats, I don't understand what's the issue there?
I don't know.
Because boats can't be next to each other? Is that what they're saying?
I guess that's the issue.
You can't do the flotilla.
At the Ozark, or Ozarks, as you would call it.
Yeah.
Is there anything more pathetic than people around here getting on Twitter and yelling at people in Missouri, like, how dare you do this?
Yeah,
like,
it's ridiculous.
You can sit in your own GD home. Just don't yell at other people for having a good time. Like, it's not going to impact your
life. I thought
it
was a Vegas pool party when I saw it on social media. I was like, man. They're having some fun down there.
Meanwhile, Georgia and Florida are open and thriving, but we're yelling at people in Missouri for going to a pool because we really have it figured out here in Massachusetts.
By the way, a texter pointed this out. How sad is it going to be when the Musk family goes to Gatorland and X-Ash A12 can't find one of those pre-made keychain things?
Oh,
they never have my name.
when he's looking under the E's?
Yeah, he's not finding that.
It's going to be so sad for him.
Well, like, the poor kid. I mean,
I think he'll be fine.
His dad's what, a billionaire?
Right.
So maybe he make his own keychain.
Right.
Nice gold necklace he could wear.
All right. What
some not good news for the now former principal of a Taunton elementary school. Rose Schwartz, 44 years old of Lakeville, was allegedly involved in a drunk driving high-speed chase with police. Tuesday, about 6:15 p.m., they get a call. Police get a call in Taunton about a driver who was speeding and driving erratically and swerving. A police officer noticed that her SUV's front bumper was dragging on the pavement. When they attempted to pull her over, she sped away, which a police chase of about 110 miles per hour ensued.
What?
She finally stopped. They found part of her bumper on Bay Street in Taunton, where they think she may have struck a guardrail. She's now facing charges that include operating under the influence, speeding, failure to stop for police, and negligent operation of a motor vehicle. She was formerly the principal of the Joseph C. Chamberlain Elementary School in Taunton, but has since been fired from that position.
She got fired.
Yeah. Usually it's pending the outcome of the investigation, but they didn't waste any time.
Well, you're going 110 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Running from the police. Yeah.
Well, that's why we got to get these educators back to work. I mean, they got nothing to do.
Nothing going on. Nothing going on.
Teaching
all. She finished helping her teachers with their lessons.
Right.
And then, you know, what's left? Wine o'clock.
That's it. Well, they tell us, hey, have some drinks. And then she wants to go, you know, go to the grocery store, grab a few things. And next thing you know, she's in a high-speed chase.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. One warning for parents. You know, your kids tend to think that things that they see in the movies are real, so you have to issue warnings about stuff like this. Three brothers in Bolivia are recovering after enticing a black widow spider to bite each of them, thinking that it would give them Spider-Man-like powers.
Wow. Oh.
They had reportedly found the spider. The boys are 12, 10, and 8 years old. They found the spider that, well, they were herding goats, and they prodded the black widow spider with a stick until it bit each of them. Their mom found them crying. She had to rush them to a nearby medical center, which transferred them to the hospital, which then transfers them to a different hospital. They have fevers, tremors, and muscle pains, but they think that the boys are going to be okay eventually.
Did they get the powers, though?
They didn't.
They did not.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know yet.
It takes
some
time. No Spidey powers?
Yeah, it takes some time.
They have to discover it. That's part of the second movie.
Yeah,
it's part of the coming of age.
It takes a little time. Maybe I'll take my kids to Chernobyl, see if they can get some gamma rays.
Make sure you socially distance if you go to Chernobyl.
Well, once they get those gamma rays, they don't have to worry about social distance. They'll be immune to everything.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming up, Ken's favorite guest returns to the show. Our infectious disease expert, Dr. Maciek Boni, coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.